Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now, one of Wall Street's staunchest bulls released new research this week telling investors it's time to sell their stock. So here to discuss the findings and what they mean for investors is Bloomberg reporter Charlie Wells. Charlie, we know the S&P 500 index is up around 13% from its low in June. The Nasdaq 100's up as well. What's the case for selling now?
You know, Lizzie, there is an old adage on the stock market that says...
You love an adage, Charlie. Every day a new adage.
Yes, exactly. An old adage that says, sell in May and go away. JP Morgan strategists led by Marko Klonovic are actually saying sell in August. This is because, you know, better than expected economic data is making people price out fears of a recession. And this is a notable shift for Klonovic, who, as you say, is one of the most prominent bulls on Wall Street. For the past few months, he's actually been telling people to buy the dip. So this shift is striking.
Where, then, is the research suggesting that investors put some of these profits?
Exactly right. So if you're going to take profits, what should you do with them? Well, what Klonovic is saying is that it's time to modestly shift some of those potential equity profits and put them into commodities. So these are things, obviously, like copper or oil. And what he indicates in this research that he did, of course, with a team from JP Morgan, is that there's been something called a performance gap between equities and commodities. So while equities have actually been going up, the Bloomberg Commodities Index, which tracks these commodities, has been going down. So that's potentially an opportunity to buy commodities at a bargain.
But I mean, he's making massive assumptions here about how the global economic picture is going to pan out, right? He's assuming that things are going to get better and there's going to be a better time in the future. The report talks about better than feared economic data. So how does this all play out if there is actually a massive recession?
That's a really good question. And that is certainly still a concern. He's obviously a bull here. And look, I think, you know, we need to be wary of one analyst's research, of course, especially if some of it hasn't panned out previously. But what is a striking takeaway is that commodities actually tend to perform well in recessions, right? They're considered defensive plays, even if the economy isn't doing well. You know, a lot of people cut back on discretionary. They cut back in many areas of their lives, but they still need to buy fuel. They still need to buy these materials that, even if the economy slows down, are necessary to move forward.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.